All right, what do you think?
Now we're recording.
I think we're now officially recording what I believe is episode 8 of Speaking Millennial, but I'm not very good at math. Ask Governor Christie. So I don't know. Could be 7, could be 8, could be 9. I think it's 8.
Yeah, we did the same thing that the Christians did with the timeline. They had a first century AD, and
right.
It screwed up everything.
Well, it was the year 0, we had, one. So
the
right.
Episode 0, it was my fault. It was a test episode. I should not have done an episode 0. So it's I even
we're
as the person who names
that.
The episodes, I can't remember if we're 7, 8, or 9 right
when
now.
When we get into this podcast, Jay, I want to talk to you about the naming. But wait. First, let me just introduce, because Jessica's going to yell at me. I'm Bill Spadia, at Bill Spadia on Twitter.
Jessica Nutt, at Chasing Jess Nutt.
Jay Black at Gland Cam on Twitter. Ew. That's not really true.
That wasn't it either. It was Glam Cam, and then it became Gland Cam.
Gland Cam. Yeah, that
now,
was my...
Now, that was our last millennial guest, Nicole Perino.
Yes.
But we have a new millennial guest today.
Yes.
Brett is here.
Brett Felgoise.
How are you, Brett?
Good, how are you?
Felgoise. That's quite a name.
Yeah, and it's hard for me...
There's no way I could spell that.
His dad is here, who is my
Mark,
dad's...
Mark, you're also here.
My dad's business
And you
partner.
Are allowed to speak. I'm not sure the mic will pick you up.
It's easy. The name Felgoise, I make a lot of noise.
Felgoise makes noise. Okay.
Fell for the noise.
Yeah, my dad used to call him Mark Felgoise.
Yeah.
And Felgoise? It's hard for, I almost introduced him as Brett Felgoise because that was my dad was big on repeating jokes. He would wake me up every morning by going, Jay, wake up. And I would wake up and he'd go, just so you know, people who know you don't like you. And they would just leave the room. And he did that to me.
That's funny.
He did that to me. And it was funny. It was like one of those, the rake
that.
Things, where the first 40 or 50 right. times he did it, I'm like, well, he's going to stop. He has to stop.
Right.
And then flash forward, senior year of high school, 10,000 times later, Jay, wake up. It's the last day of school. And just so you know, and he would always pause. Like, I was expecting
maybe
something different.
Joke.
People who know you do not like you.
Go ahead, Mark.
I used to get that in the office all the time. I was partners with him for 20 years.
Come on over. Speak into a mic, Mark.
I was partners with him for over 20 years, and I used to get that every day in the office. I would walk in the door. Hi, Bob. Mark, people really don't like you.
Wow. So your dad took dad jokes to the next level.
Yeah, he was taking...
Like, I'm not even that bad.
No, and the fact that I did not know that he did that to Mark, I'm a little hurt that he was reusing material at
Aww.
The office, probably working
wow.
it out on me, like, oh, gee, how did Jay deal with this? And then running it at the office. I'm very upset. This is a heartbreaking episode for me.
Yeah, this is tough. Wow.
That joke works on every level.
there's only one level that I can see, Jess.
it's not a good
saying.
Level.
Yeah,
it's just universal.
So yeah. So now I feel guilty. I feel horrible I even shared that.
And next thing you know, you're going to say that my dad was actually your dad. And, there's...
close with him.
It's amazing the therapy sessions we end up having at these podcasts.
I'm very free and open with
you
my
really
mental
are. You really
breakdown.
Are, Jay. Now, Jessica's dad also makes dad jokes.
My dad said he provides a lot of content to the podcast.
He does. That is true.
That is true, especially when he called to tell you to get your shit together, yo.
I know.
Oh, there we go. We get an explicit rating immediately out of the gate.
I'm only quoting what her father
said. 3 minutes
in.
He said, stop being mean to Jay.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat material, but you don't need to hear the whole story.
Well, for Brett's sake, he should probably hear this.
You should at least know that they were on the air. I include my wife in all my texting, and she said, "Oh, why do you do that? Is it so that people are worried that you're going to be screwing around?" And Jessica said, "Have you seen Jay? I don't think you need to worry about this." The implication being that no one would screw around with me. So in my mind, Jessica thinks I'm the ugliest person alive. And
but the way you tell it, it sounds like she said you were the ugliest person alive. Which didn't really happen. So have you seen Jay? Could have been anything. Like, hey, have you seen Jay?
In my mental image,
inflection.
In my mental image, there's lightning and thunder. She's in a cape of some sort, and she's cackling. And behind
like
her, there's
belt.
Those electricity things are going up, and she's creating the hurt. She's creating a hurt monster to kill me. That's what she's doing.
Wow.
Not that you did that. I'm just speaking metaphorically, Jessica.
Just every time you look at me, you see a cold heart.
Oh yeah,
with some sort of like. Devil pitchfork.
Yes. We're combining a lot of different metaphors here together, but yes, that's
about
right.
That went further than I expected. Let me ask this question. I'm going to change subjects. This is my segue. Not really a segue.
You're taking it off of me? I'm not interested.
That's it. We're out. Millennials.
Yes.
And jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And getting out of college. Brett, you just got out of school, right? You
Correct.
Just graduated.
Yep, just graduated.
So you're like a legit millennial.
Legit
Wait a minute. You're almost not a millennial.
Not a millennial.
Does that count, Jessica?
Talent.
No, I think he's a millennial.
Yeah.
95. What's the year? Is that the cutoff?
I think that's when I was born.
Oh.
I don't know.
So I'm thinking the cutoff is like 99.
I thought it was like 88.
It was 1941. Know. A lot of people don't know that.
19, right.
Well, that's the problem is that we're really, really concerned if it's ours, if it's just all about me. Like, I know I'm one. I don't really know about anyone else.
It's fair.
Who cares about people born a year or before or after me? It does not matter.
Well, I am not one, but I play one on TV.
Here's the test. Where do you feel on $22 avocado toast? Yay or nay?
Nay. Right.
Oh, so nay. It's not, you're a millennial.
Not a millennial.
That's have it. You tried avocado toast?
I have not.
Whoa, wait a minute. Then how can you put a price on it?
Fair, I can't.
I picture that as being what they are giving out at his graduation. As you go up, you get the diploma and the plate of avocado toast. And they say, welcome to the future, kid.
Okay, so Wikipedia says millennials are until the mid-90s.
That's okay, that's all about right.
So we'll take that.
And by the way, edited by a millennial, I'm sure.
Going right, like, who's the last one?
What's my age? Okay, I'm in here. That's what I'm putting.
But millennials don't know what they want to do with their lives. I mean, that's a bit of an exaggerated blanket statement. I still don't really know. But Brett seems to know a little bit. Like, you want to get into TV and radio.
Yeah, something within the...
Is that what you studied?
Media communications.
Really?
So it's... But new media is sort of what you're interested in, right? So like this...
podcasting?
Yeah,
there's visuals. Nothing you're going to learn here.
Even newer than that, I think he just wants to do shows on Snapchat.
Right.
Like 15-second story shows on, you know, I just saw that Facebook signed, is it Vox and a couple other things to do shows on Facebook.
Really?
So now I don't have a Facebook. Do I have to get a Facebook now if I want to watch TV? This seems very out of line.
You don't have a Facebook?
Nope. I'm an American
first
kid.
All, should we?
I don't know what that means.
I don't have a Facebook either.
There you
really?
Go.
Really?
Your name is Jason?
Mark.
That's my real name is Jason Black. They call me Jay.
I thought it was the letter J.
Friend of Dad calling you Jason. I get it.
It always reminds me of the people who knew me before high school. Jason Black.
I get it.
Yeah.
He's now cool. Like Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
Right.
Cool. Yes.
That's cool.
When you look at me, that's the first thought that runs into your head is cool.
What is your initial?
Was actually, I'm Robert Jason Black. And
hang on. Whoa, Jessica, did you know any of this?
We don't even know him.
So I'll tell you a story.
It's kind of a sad story. I had an older brother, Robert John Black Jr., who died in infancy. And my parents, when I was born, I came along. And by the way, I had the beauty of being both the oldest child and the middle child in the family. So all the psychological problems were put into one little thing. They called me Robert Jason Black. You know, because they wanted me to have the first name of my father, but they wanted me to have a different name than my brother who died. But here's the thing. You have a little baby who dies. All of a sudden, you don't want to call him. The new baby comes along. You don't want to go, oh, look at little Robert, because it's a little bit of negativity that goes with that.
Right.
So they started calling me Jason. So my whole life, I was Jason. I didn't even know my first name was Robert.
So this wasn't like stage names.
No. I didn't even know my first
name. Because you wouldn't have gone with... Jason.
No, I didn't even know my first name was Robert until I went to kindergarten. Wow. And they're doing roll and they're like, Robert Black. And I'm like, oh, I got a relative here. This is great. Let me look around. No, it was me. My parents, thank you, my parents. And now for the rest of my life, they're always like, should I fill the check out to Jay Black or your real name? And I'm like, Jay Black is my real name technically, but Robert Jason Black, if you could sign the check to Robert Jason. Yeah,
I think you could probably still cash a Jay Black.
Oh, I have in the past.
Right?
Yeah, but I actually have on my check that whole story. You know, so
I was going to say,
the personalized checks, it's like a 15-minute little story that you can read on the back of the check that explains it.
You can lose a Facebook page. If you're Jay Black on Facebook and your bank account isn't Jay Black or your birth certificate, then they can just delete your whole account.
Really? Facebook will do that?
Yeah. You can lose like 10 years of pictures saved to Facebook if you can't prove your name.
Really? Well, you know, I was verified on Facebook before I took my account off.
Wait, you were?
Yeah.
You got rid of a verified account?
I did. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Wait, because here's the thing. How much joy does it bring me? I'll tell you, zero.
Well,
there's no joy to be had with Facebook.
Wait a minute. What about Twitter?
No joy to be had with Twitter.
You've got to use it, though.
No joy to be had with Instagram.
I've had conversations with you through your Twitter account talking to the page. Like, I don't understand. I followed Jay. He didn't follow me back.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I don't know why he
didn't
retweet that.
Here's the thing. I was on Twitter. I was addicted to Twitter like it was heroin wrapped in cocaine. And I was spending 2-3 hours a day. I was arguing
with
trolls.
This is not during your sober period.
No, okay. No, no. Things.
So these could be literal references.
We needed some recovery to get through this. So I'm playing on the Twitter all day long. And when I get into the, you know, I'm talking to therapists and stuff. And they're like, well, does it bring you joy? And I thought about it. I was like, you know, it's not really bringing me joy.
Really?
Having a 4-hour conversation with a troll who called me a hack jerk off. Not a fun thing to do.
You know what? It is fun. It's so fun.
Right.
What?
Having a 4-hour conversation with a Twitter troll.
Right. Wait, and you've had this before?
Yeah, you definitely engage. It's so much fun.
No, I've hated it. I hate it. I'm sitting there in my real life pacing back
You're
and forth.
You're not going, laughing? Like, oh, what a jerk.
No, I'm like, hey, this guy needs to understand he's wrong.
You know, it wasn't you that told me. Who got mad at me? We had a comic on the air.
I think
who
it was Bert Kreischer, the machine.
Got annoyed at me, the machine.
He's like,
the
don't
guy who robbed the Russian train.
Don't encourage bad behavior.
Oh, I retweet all of the hate. Wait. Oh, I had a flurry of hate this. I don't know what. I said something that just upset everyone. And
you
not
do that.
Everyone, like six people. But
you do
was,
that.
I do. Oh, it was about the wage gap. It was a whole thing. Anyway, I went off on a whole tangent this morning. And I got attacked. Some people saying, you know, when's the last time you were a woman? I'm like, well, you know, I mean, it's a new day, but to my knowledge, never.
You're transitioning.
Right. I'm questioning at least.
Yes.
So I embrace, I thank them for listening. I retweet them. I love it.
Right.
And it gets them, wouldn't you say there's an increased level of agitation that comes?
When you engage and you respond and you say, actually, here's some facts. Here's some other.
That's what I was doing. I was tweeting out articles.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
here's the thing. I used to write for AOL. I had a column for AOL. Yes. Back when
Wait, AOL had columns?
AOL had columns
what
in
does
the
that
mid
even mean,
the
really?
Mid aughts.
What's AOL?
It's American right. Online owned this web service. And what you do is they had like TV blogs and they had movie blogs and all this stuff. I wrote a TV blog. Every once in a while, AOL would take one of my blogs and go, "Oh, this is a good blog. Let's put it on the main page." So it's like this,
really?
The old people who still used AOL and their homepage still got like 5 or 10 million hits at that point.
Really?
That my column would be on there. So I could always tell because I'd be like, wow, 64,000 emails. That's more than I had yesterday because they'd all email me. And it was all like, I'd write about the Jersey Shore TV show and people would write in like, you should die with this opinion that you have. Why don't you kill yourself with this dumb opinion? And I'm like, and I engaged with all of them. And I actually had back and forth with them where I was like, why would you want me to die? I'm a good human being.
But see, you took it seriously. I retweet them and thank them for listening. But there's a difference.
But you see, the thing is, back then, when it was email and they were using their email account,
right, that's true.
They would
there's
write
no
me back and almost invariably, they would write back, you know what? I'm sorry. I just saw this article and I thought it was dumb and it felt good because I had a human connection. With Twitter, you get these little egg people that show up.
I guess
they're not there anymore, but the egg people show up and go, LOL, snowflake tears or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go back to them and then someone retweets it in the part of Twitter where, you know, like the bad part of Twitter, you know, like
the dark,
like,
we call it the dark Twitter.
Yeah, it's the
it's
south
where the
side.
Twitterverse overlaps with
the dark web.
There's no dark Twitter. It's like the dark web, right?
Yeah,
the dark
you're taking a left turn.
Do you think
turn.
There's Twitter on the dark web?
Yeah.
I would imagine
there
so.
Must be.
Yeah. That's
right?
Where all my tweets went.
That's
I would
it.
Imagine. So all my tweets would go there and then 50,000 people telling me what a jerk I was and none of them would listen to human interaction and it was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm done. I'm off. Get
so
away.
You quit.
I quit. I quit like I quit all the fun substances I used to put into my body.
Say, how do you
and my
do
life
it?
Is terrible. Where's the avocado toast?
Right. I love avocado toast. I think that we're knocking the whole thing. You don't have to pay $22. Didn't we just do a story on this?
Yeah. I'd say it's expensive if you pay a little over 10. That's expensive avocado toast. You can make it yourself at home.
The fact that you have ideas about avocado toast is the best part of this, Jessica.
It's so good.
Jessica's going to start a blog just about avocado toast.
And you know what?
You
I
could,
bet,
you know.
I bet you it gets 100,000 hits.
Oh. Anyway, oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Let me just ask, though. So, Brett, speaking of Twitter, Instagram, what is now you and Jessica are close in age, but on different sides of the millennial era.
Yeah.
What do you use? Is it Snapchat? Is it Instagram?
Instagram's still very popular. Snapchat. Yeah. Facebook and Twitter are like dying breeds at this point.
Oh, see, I don't
old
like
people.
To hear that.
Old people on the Twitter and the Facebook.
The Twitter is great.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be like, I don't use social media.
I wasn't sure. Is it okay? Now, so you use Instagram.
Instagram's the popular one. Snapchat's still up there. Facebook tried to buy Snapchat.
So for Instagram, if let's say you put out a picture and you tag someone in it, you would expect that they would like it.
Yes.
Do you think you should ever have to resort to a text to say, hey, like my Insta?
No.
I feel that's a little bit begging.
It's been done.
It's been done.
Bill Spadia.
I may have done this.
Well, but you're old, Bill. That's okay.
Is that what it is?
That's
like,
okay.
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, you've got to like my Insta. Like, I don't get it.
But that's, I mean, I would imagine, you said this to Jessica? To the staff over Chasing News?
No, sent it to Jessica. She was in it. Vinny was in that picture.
Yeah, I was in it too.
Yeah, it was a Vinny brand. It was a thing.
It's a thing like where you can just go to one person. Like my sister hasn't liked any of my Instagrams in like the past 10. And I could be like, you owe me like 10 likes. Get on that.
Right.
Is that acceptable?
That doesn't feel acceptable to me.
Family is acceptable.
Yeah. Like it doesn't really have to be an instant thing.
I get yelled at by my siblings if I don't like it in the first like 20 minutes.
Really?
Well, why did it take you 20 minutes? Don't you get an alert on your phone?
That's actually, you're getting a call right now.
Yes.
That's my son. He may be calling to see if I like his last Insta.
Oh my gosh.
I'll say this. Sorry. Go on. What were you going to say, Jessica?
His son is attached to his Uber account. So Michael Ubers around town.
Using Bill's money to Uber around town.
And his cell phone connection.
Oh, that's great. That's great. He's
14.
14? My son at 9, I couldn't imagine 10, even in 7 years, giving him access to that. He would just be gone forever. Yeah. He'd be like, Dad, I'm in Missouri. Call me back. Like, how did you get to Missouri? Uber or whatever the Uber of 5 years from now is.
Yeah. But the Uber person would call you and be like, what does your son look like? I can't find him. What shirt is he wearing? So that's probably why.
Look for the kid watching South Park on an iPad. That's what I would say.
Oh my gosh.
Or a holographic iPad. At that point,
that reminds me of another one of Bill's like awkward radio things. South Park.
He does.
Bill had a whole conversation on people that annoy you.
People that annoy you. What does he? The people who like South Park annoy him.
You've never seen that is like the most popular episode of South Park. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Which one?
There's an episode of South Park where they are playing Jeopardy.
Oh yes, Naggers. I know that one very well. Randy is. It's N blank, G G E R S.
And I've like. Clearly, you know, you have to buy a vowel here.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
So Bill has obviously never seen that because he spent a good hour on the radio saying, call in, people who annoy you, like word for word saying the same thing as a South Park episode.
South Park episode, the Naggers episode of South Park.
Jack, is the Naggers episode, when they went to the Wheel of Fortune.
Randy's on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Yes. Very, very funny.
Yes, very brilliant.
I saw it a couple years ago, I think.
You had a whole radio segment this week where you said, call in people who annoy you.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you were connecting.
I didn't even think of that. Was I channeling that?
You might have been channeling.
Oh, here's how it started. There is a law in New Jersey. There's a harassment statute that you can actually be charged if you have an intent to annoy.
Oh my God.
It's in the harassment
statute.
I'm
going to jail, guys.
That's what I said.
This is terrible.
I had a lawyer on. He's like, we brought a class action suit against the state of New Jersey to change the language of the law. So that's how it started. I didn't even think of the Naggers.
By the way, who's in that class action suit? A bunch of jerks getting together like, hey, you're a jerk. I'm a jerk. We better get into this language thing.
On this thing. Come on.
They're trying to make money.
Yeah, well, I mean.
It's like, I don't want to bring the podcast down. I feel like we have such an elevated level of conversation ready. it's with custody. So spouses are using this statute to remove kids from the other spouse's custody. It's crazy.
Because they're annoying?
Well, they're saying that they can be charged there's a level if your intent is to upset or annoy, but the statute actually says the word annoy.
Hmm.
So people have used it and charged people with domestic violence.
Bill, let me ask you something. Yeah. Could I use this to remove my child from my home?
Because
I'm fairly certain he's intending to annoy me most times.
I think so. What's the age of consent? Is it 16? Is it 15?
Just call an Uber for him.
Yeah, I'm going to get him an Uber and send him to Minnesota. We were talking about Snapchat and the likes on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I have a theory that because here's the thing. If everyone likes everything, nobody likes anything. That is because it doesn't count. If you feel obligated to hit like on every single photo, when do you know if you really like a photo? So I think if Facebook or Instagram wants to put an end to this universe, they should add super like. Or like, and then next to it, love. And then watch.
That's
the female,
a disaster.
You know what's
the female
wrong?
Population would devolve into an angry horde attacking one another.
It's
why
didn't
you love
point.
It? why didn't you love it?
The problem,
you only liked it.
Problem with this point is that they already have that on Facebook.
They
have a love.
Wait, they do.
They have a love, like,
you have a
laugh,
love, a thumbs up, a thumbs down,
sunflower.
So are you parsing?
Wait, you can love things.
Yeah.
You can sunflower them. What does that mean?
What is a sunflower?
I want to plant it and watch it grow. I love this so much. Like, I don't even get what that could possibly be.
What do you think that means?
I see, that's why I'm not on Facebook. I don't want to parse but this stuff.
I think I would have to leave Instagram if that happened. I couldn't handle that.
It's common, I'm sure. I'm sure you could say, like, heart, thumbs up, eggplant, smiley face, sun.
Here's the worst part about...
I know
about,
what the eggplant means, though.
Yeah, yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's wiener. So it's a wiener, guys.
So wait, you would... So wait.
Thumbs up.
Wiener?
Wiener.
I mean, how does that work?
Wiener, cryy face. Like, that's what I sent. You get the point. You all know what I'm talking about.
Wait. Is it a higher or lower level of love or like? What? Like eggplant. Smile, eggplant.
Well, I guess it's a higher level for at least a short period of time. It's a higher level for about like 8 to 13 minutes.
See, the worst thing is the whole like my Insta, which I understood was that Jessica then turned that into an Insta post.
Like, I'm just picturing you having that tattooed across your abdomen. Like
my Insta. Right, look, I'm in the media business. I'm very insecure. No, but then it got turned into a post. Like, yep, when you get a note from Bill Spadia, and then there was a copy of it. And that became its own post, which I think got more likes than my original post.
And that's, how far off are we from your tombstone reading? Please go to my Insta.
Like my Insta.
And like my Insta so that I know in the afterlife that I'm loved.
I'm not sure we're that far off.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Probably not.
That's either a comment about my handling of social media or my advanced age.
I think
I'm not sure exactly where Jessica was going with that.
When you do the three Venn diagrams of advanced age, handling the social media, and insecurity, there's a picture of you like right in the center of those three circles, just going like my Insta guys
with the thumbs up, of course. Yes,
thumbs
of course.
Up, eggplant.
No, it'd be the point.
It'd be the point. I'd be pointing. Oh wow!
How old are you, Jason?
I'm 40. I'm a solid 40. Everybody,
wow. That's a strong age.
When's your birthday?
July 16th. As you probably could guess, I was born on the 7th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launching. That's what most people. That's how you remember.
Yeah, that. I thought that was it.
That's how you can remember it.
Sixth or seventh? I wasn't sure.
I was born solidly in the Ford administration.
Now, if you had any social media, we would not have asked. When your birthday is. Because we know.
There's an air of mystery about me now. Isn't that nice? I'm like Batman.
This happened to me today. So I tweeted
former
almost colleague.
Right.
Happy birthday. I got nothing.
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 Now you're sitting here upset about something that matters not even a little bit. Grown man with presumably testosterone in his system, caring about an ex coworker not saying thanks.
Not even like an almost coworker. We shot a pilot together.
Why do you even care?
All right, here's why.
Because I thought it was witty what I said.
Happy birthday?
No, I made up a hashtag and the whole thing, and I'm like, and I was proud of myself. I'm like, that was pretty clever. Good for me.
All right, so say you start your day on your birthday and you have 10 text messages that say happy birthday. Do you have to respond to all of them?
No.
Well, at 10, yes.
See, on Facebook, people feel obligated to like everyone.
Yeah, you got
to
like every single one.
Thank you to every single one.
I'm going to say something. On my birthday, on LinkedIn, which I love, nobody else seems to get LinkedIn.
Oh, he loves LinkedIn.
I like LinkedIn.
He loves LinkedIn, but he refused to connect with people at first.
So Brett's 52-year-old father,
man
Mark,
over there loving the LinkedIn.
You know what? I got to reevaluate my whole LinkedIn thing.
You got to connect.
Wow, we're a little too good. Yeah, Mark, I don't know. I'm reevaluating right now as we're speaking. I love LinkedIn. And on my birthday, I got tons of LinkedIn happy birthdays. It took me hours. I responded to every one of them. And then I thought, I'm never doing this again.
Do you know Adam Carolla?
Next year, you'll do it again.
Do you know Adam Carolla, the radio host? He has a good rule of thumb that I'd like to bring up here, give him full credit, which is this. In life, think about not WWJD, do WWFD. What would Frank Sinatra do? Would Frank Sinatra be sitting somewhere going, like talking to, Sammy Davis Jr., I tweeted at you, happy birthday. And Sammy, I know you only got the one eye, but you can see the happy birthday tweet. Could you possibly tweet me back? Hashtag Frankie Sad. No. Frank Sinatra would crack open a nice bottle of Jack, and he would forget about this and not worry about it. And I think that that's, as men, we should all just sit and think. Let's put no fedoras.
It's a gender issue.
Here's the thing. I don't want to speak for women. I don't want to go to their side of the river.
Yeah, just don't.
You guys are doing stuff that I don't even know about. You're picking out wallpaper patterns. I don't know. On our side of the river.
Is that what you're doing?
I don't want to say. No comment.
Have you picked out wallpaper patterns in your life?
No.
Have you looked at wallpaper patterns and said to yourself, ooh, that would be nice if I get a house?
There was something I was thinking about the other day where I was like, not going to ever tell my boyfriend about this one. Just going to keep this to myself.
What were you thinking
about?
That was
pretty crazy.
He doesn't listen to this. What were you thinking about?
I'm not going to say.
He might listen.
I consciously made the decision. I was like, the thought that just went through my head was kind of crazy. I'm just going to keep it to myself
and not
tell anyone.
Was it like a nesting thought? Was it like a nesting? Like, ooh, that would be a nice ottoman. That would be, oh, what a great credenza.
Kind of opened up a can of worms here, Jessica.
I have not picked out any wallpaper, no.
See, I feel like it's going to be process of elimination.
But
so we've brought up wallpaper, nesting options. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's your side of the river. There's a lot of nesting.
I'm just
our
thinking
the
there's
river,
a, thank God there's at least one girl here. We need a girl guest.
I think we got a girl and a half, in all honesty, because you've got
Twitter. Here's what it was. It was about an appreciation for my wit.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Did you not get it? Like, it was funny. It was funny to me. I laughed in my head.
And in all seriousness, Bill, I'm mocking you only because this is why I quit. This is where I was at. As a grown man with children, I'm sitting there turning to my son going, why do you think they didn't text me back? Because this was good, right? And my son's 8 going, Dad, I have no interest in this.
That's the other thing with millennials. So, Brett, you can verify this from your perspective. There's no need for the follow-up. You're like, I'll get back to you when I have something else to say.
Yeah.
So text sometimes just are left hanging out there.
Yeah, people feel like millennials are so flaky, but it's so easy to communicate that you could always follow up at a different time. You don't have to show up to every party because, hey, you can send a text message an hour before you're supposed to be there and say, I'm not coming. It's not like, you know, you had to call someone on a landline. Like, God knows how that happened.
Right. Yeah. It's funny to talk to you guys about, like, you know, when we used to have to meet people at the mall, you actually had to, like, make a plan.
Make plans.
And like a week in advance.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, I'm going to be at the fountain at 7. If you're not there, we're leaving.
You'd have to call your friend's mom and be like, can I go talk to... Oh,
yeah.
That's funny you say that. We just had this discussion. You never talk to the parents any longer.
No.
So the formality is gone. Like, we were talking, my wife and I were talking about the Mr. and Mrs.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, what does my daughter's boyfriend, what's she going to call us?
Sir.
Well, I opted for sir.
That's the only one that's going to work.
I like that, sir. But there's no calling the house. Hey, Mr. Spadia, is Michael there? Is Elizabeth there?
Yeah.
None of that, because they're texting.
When you're calling someone.
In fifth grade.
And you're hoping the parent doesn't pick up. That thing of like, yes. Oh my God, don't pick up. It's like, hello, who is this? And it's like, I am a suitor of your daughter. I'll be coming with a ukulele and a boater to woo her later. Straw boater on my head. It'll be a lot of fun. By the way, Bill, you're invited officially because you're a comedian now.
Thank you.
My plan, because a lot of fathers try to intimidate the daughter's boyfriends, and I don't think that I'm a very intimidating presence. As Nicole pointed out, I have the friendliest face alive. Like, doop, 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 that's my face.
Doesn't have a friendly face.
Yeah, I do.
What Jessica meant, by the way.
Nobody could be scared of this
face.
Have
you seen Jay? He's too friendly.
I mean, especially
funny
when he makes that sound.
The joke I always say is I could be on a subway at 3 a.m. and say to someone, hey, can I borrow your baby for a second? And the parent would be like, oh, sure, just have her. I mean, what are you going to do? Look at that face. He's a cutie. But I can't intimidate. But what I can do is I have a bunch of friends who are good at insult comedy. So when my daughter's boyfriend comes over to take her to the prom, I just plan to have all of my insult comedy friends come over and prepare type 5 so that when he comes in, we mock him so much, he's impotent for the rest of the night because it just gets into his head and then nothing can happen.
That's a good plan.
He's sitting there. He's like, oh, is my hair really that bad? I guess nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the plan. So you're invited.
Thank
to
you.
Be part of my.
I thought I was getting invited to like a special party or something. Or there would
hashtag
be,
special party.
Like, and I'm like, No, all right, I'll take it though. I'm going back to the fact that you called me a comedian. I appreciate that.
There'll be punch.
I've got 7 minutes now up from 8.
Yeah.
Oh, is it punch? Won't be spiked though.
Yeah. No. Not my punch won't be spiked, but yours can be spiked.
How are you around booze?
I'm great around booze. I never had any kind of physical addiction to booze. It was all psychological addiction because I was so used to getting on stage with 2 or 3, 4, 6 in me that I just got that thing where you'd show up and you're all of a sudden you'd be like, I should have booze in me. And right. Then that's what got me a little nervous. Like, you know, yeah. Hey. And then when I got on the Wellbutrin, which I've told you is at, you know, honestly, it's the same shot that they give to a raging rhinoceros. They hit it with 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin.
It calms them down.
Yeah. My doctor was like, don't mix booze with this. And I was like, right. And he's like, no.
Like, really
don't mix booze with this.
What was the movie with Will Ferrell?
Oh,
when
old
he
school.
Got shot.
No, was that
no?
Old
he
school?
Got shot in the neck with the tranquilizer, the
I
horse
think it was
tranquilizer.
Old school, the yeah. kids' party.
At the kids' party. That's yeah. it. That's what happens.
Oh, there's Trevelise walking in.
Oh, we should invite him to come in.
He's Yay. Probably.
We'll bring him in for our next round.
For the next.
Well,
pod.
we're at 30 minutes. I always like to think at the end. I know, and I appreciate Jessica's effort to throw some other topics in there because we sometimes just go off on tangents.
I apologize.
And
I was
we
very
forget.
Commanding. I apologize.
You were.
I
had
a lot of stuff to say, and I apologize for that.
We should discuss what the title is going to be because the last title,
Lady Boners.
Lady Boners. Yeah, that was
Lady Boners.
This is episode 8.
Episode 8, Lady
episode,
Boners.
We're just
going to
call it episode 8. Yeah, I think that's
Lady
it.
Lady Boners part 2.
All right, well, we will be back with another Speaking Millennial soon. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter, at Bill Spadia, and of course, Bill Spadia on Instagram. And honestly, it wouldn't kill you to like my Insta.
And you're not going to plug my Twitter, too?
I was about to, and then I thought, do you want to do it? I don't know. I'll do it. So Jessica Nutt is at Chasing Jess Nutt. Are you also Chasing Jess Nutt on Instagram?
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, and don't forget the gland cam.
And oh no, if you want to follow me, I don't.
Where do you find you?
I don't post on
Twitter.
You're
going to give out a website, aren't you?
But I have, well, jblackcomedy.com is a place you'll find me on the web. But if you're looking for my thoughts via Twitter, I don't post on Twitter anymore. But the Hamilton Township and New Jersey transit stop, second stall men's room. Every week I go in there, I write my 140 characters or less, all of my ideas. You can check me out there. Please take a picture of it, like it on Insta. There's a lot of really great thoughts out there.
All right. And if you like what you heard, actually, even if you didn't like it,
comment, rate, review. And Brett, where can we find you?
Instagram at Felgoise Brett.
Felgoise Brett.
Able to spell
you
got to
spell that though.
F-E-L-G-O-I-S-E.
Brett.
I would have such a problem with my last name.
How much do you want to bet he's got more Instagram followers than all of us combined?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, look at this.
Before we sign out, hold on a minute.
By the way, the name of this episode, Dick Measuring.
We'll leave it at that. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jessica. Good job with the audio. Twice in a row.
Thanks. It says right. System error right here, so that's a good sign.
I did notice that. I think now you should just hit preview.
Preview?
No, hit stop. I would hit stop.